That's our ring. Time for lemonade. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in a jot-and-down store and radio station broadcasting a time signal. Listen.
And now, station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, brings you a time signal through the courtesy of the Esri C. Strunk Feed Store.
Do your chickens look like the dickens? Do they look like barnyard trash? Go right down to Esri C. Strunk, get a sack of pullet mash.
Give me a package of C. Strunk's special pullet mash, please.
And now for the time. When you hear the gong, the time will be exactly... Cedric, move your head. I can't see the clock.
Move.
Don't let that clock stop long.
Well, hurry up. What time does your watch say?
Oh, you can't go by that. This watch is 10 minutes fast.
When you hear the gong, the time will be somewhere around, say, 9 o'clock. This is station VPR signing off till 10:30 this morning, at which time you will hear the Dad Crockett Pastime Pool Hall program featuring the two Macmillan boys and mother in snooker time melodies, followed by Lum Edwards Tells All at 11 o'clock. And 11:02, the Moe's Moots Queen for Hour program. See you then, folks. Turn off the switch, Abner.
Well, I'm doing it. Doggone, you forgot to grin when you was announcing there today.
Oh, well, you'd forget to grin, too, if you's faced with what I am.
Are you still worried about the widow Abernathy thinking that she's going to marry you?
Well, that's something to worry about, if any.
Well, Lum, she can't hold you to that, can she?
Well, I don't know why not.
Huh.
She was chose queen for hour on the Moe's Moot show last week. And when we told her she could have anything she wanted, it was me.
Yeah, I know that's what you said, but is that legal?
Near as I can figure out, it is.
It is, huh?
I went through my law books from giver to giver, and I can't find a way to get out of it.
Oh, can I go now, Mr. Lum?
What's that, Cedric?
Can I go? I ought to get on over to school. I'm late now.
Yeah, you can go. Ask your teacher if you can come back at 10:30. We're going to need you again.
Yes, Mom. We're having recess about that time, so I think I can make it.
Well, good, Cedric. Don't be late. No, that's Cedric. He's getting to be a pretty good radio actor.
Oh, yeah, he's got a nice voice.
Oh, he has, yeah.
If he keeps up the good work, I might give him a raise. Get him up to 30 cents a program.
Well, now, you don't want to spoil it.
Oh, my goodness. Let me hide, Abner.
What's the matter? What is it? Hide.
Yeah, see who's coming there.
Huh?
The widow Abernathy. Don't tell her I'm here.
Well, what in the world? Wait a minute. She ain't coming in here, Lum. Look there. She's cutting across the street, Lum.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Well, looks like she's heading over to Dick Huddleston's store.
Whew.
See there?
Yeah, I don't want to look.
Huh?
It's getting to where I can't stand the sight of that woman.
Well, you feel that away now. Well, how you going to feel after you've been married for about 10 or 15 years?
Abner, don't say such things.
Well, you said yourself you couldn't figure out no way to get out of it, Mom.
Well, I am going to get out of it, even if there ain't no way. I'll suicide myself first.
No, I wouldn't do that now. That's liable to kill you.
Well, it couldn't be no worse than what I went through over the weekend.
Huh?
If she called me up once on Sunday, she called me up 50 times.
Well?
I expect an importance call from Paul Warner, but I bound you the line was busy every time he tried to call.
Huh.
She kept asking me if I wanted to get married in the church or the courthouse, if I wanted her to wear pink or yellow.
Pink or yellow what?
Wedding dress and hat and all that stuff.
Oh, well, I'd say yellow would match her eyes better. Of course, you're going by her nose. I believe I'd say pink.
Well, I ain't choosing no color.
Oh.
You know, what I resent about this more than anything else is that she acts like I'm something she want on a punch board.
Yeah. Well, come to think of it, it is sort of like she got you out of one of them iron claw machines. The only difference is she never got a handful of peanuts. She might have got cheated, I don't know.
Well, I don't care how she won me. I just ain't going through with it. That's all there are to it. Abner, can't you think of some way to help me?
Well, let's see now. Oh, wait a minute. There she comes again.
Oh, my goodness.
But wait, no, wait. She stopped.
Quit scaring me that way.
Yeah, she's talking to somebody. Ben Withers, but yeah, that's who it is, Ben, yeah.
More than likely telling him all about her wedding.
Yeah, no doubt.
Granny, I wish it was him she's marrying instead of me.
Why, Lum Edwards, that's the meanest thing I ever heard you say.
Well, this thing's got me so tore up, I don't know what I am saying, hardly.
Wonder why old Ben never has got married. He seems sort of like the family type.
Yeah, he is, come to think about it.
Yeah?
Granny's. He is a feller that ought to be married.
Yeah, you'd think so.
And if a feller's of a mind to get married, a widder wouldn't make such a bad wife.
How?
She's uncommonly good cook. You have to say that for her.
Oh, yes. You can tell that by the size of her.
Yes, sir. I think them two'd make a nice couple.
Now, just a minute now, Lom. What have you got in mind?
Well, Abner, we may as well face the facts. The only way I'm ever going to get out of this thing is to have her fall in love with somebody else and give me up. Ain't that right?
Well, yeah.
Now, if she falls in love with Ben, he can get out of it because he ain't legal bound to marry her like I am.
Well, yes, if he won't. Wait a minute. Here he comes.
Now, listen, when he gets in here, you help me brag on the widow.
Brag on her?
Yeah, tell him what a wonderful woman she is. Say a lot of nice things about her.
I doubt if I can think of none, to be honest.
Well, make up some. We might even hint around that she's sort of secret Ad Mars being. Mind now. Here you go.
I hate to do this.
Howdy, Ben. Come on in, old boy. Glad to see you.
Well, hello, Lum. Say, I was just over across the street talking to Mrs. Abernathy, and
we've seen you. Nice woman, ain't she?
Yes. She asked me to tell you that the wedding...
Yeah, I figured that's what you two was talking about. Weddings and all that. Marriage is a wonderful thing, don't you think, Ben?
Well, I hadn't thought much about it one way or another. My parents were married for quite a number of years.
Well, so was mine.
Yes, sir, there ain't nothing like a man and woman traveling life's path in double harness.
Harness is right.
Abner, has you?
Like pulling a plow.
Yes, sir, Ben, a man ain't lived till he's no wedded bliss. How come you stayed a bachelor all these years, Ben?
Mostly it's because I never got married, I guess.
Well, that's a shame. Fella like you'd have made some woman a wonderful husband.
Yes.
Ben, have you ever noticed what pretty eyes the widow Abernathy's got?
No, I don't believe I've ever noticed.
Yeah, she's a good worker, too, I'll say that for her. Good, stout woman. Awful handy with the chopping knife. She can just make them chips fly. I saw her over there in that yard of hers splitting up kindling.
I've taken supper over there one night, and that food she cooks just melts in your mouth.
She bakes the thickest and the yellerest biscuits in this whole town.
Fine.
Yes, sir, it's a real pleasure to draw up a chair to her table, sit there surrounded by them darling young'uns of hers. There's nine of the preciousest little angels you'll ever want to meet.
Ah.
I tell you, the man that gets her is going to get a real prize.
What's the prize, Lon?
Hey, shut up, Abner.
Doggy, the fella ought to get something for mine, huh?
How's that, Lon?
He never said nothing, Ben. He just agreed with me that the widow's a real prize.
Well, say, Lon, in regard to this wedding of yours and Mrs. Abernathy's, she wanted me to...
Don't worry about that, Ben. Whilst I admire her something wonderful, I wouldn't never stand in her way if somebody else come along that she liked better.
That's each other.
Somebody like you, for instance. Just take you for example.
Well, that's mighty fine of you to say that, Lum. But she thinks that
I know. But just twixt me and you, Ben, she's just saying that because she thinks she's stuck with me. Thinks she has to go through with the marriage just on account of the rules of that radio program.
Well, I don't think she feels that
way. It's true. I know it is. Breaks my heart, but that's the way it is. I don't know why I ought to tell you this or not, but I think the reason she feels that way is because there's somebody else. And I bet you can guess who that is.
Well, let's see. Eli White?
No. You know who I'm talking about. Why, Ben, I believe you're blushing.
No, I think you're wrong about this, Lum. As far as she's concerned, you're the one.
No, Ben. I can read the handwriting on the wall.
Whereabouts? I don't see no writing.
You just keep out of this, Abner. I'm going a long time.
Oh.
No, sir, Ben, to show you how much I think of her, I'm willing to step out, even though I consider it a great sacrifice.
Do you really consider it a great sacrifice?
Oh, sure. There's the wonderfulest woman that ever drawed breath, I know.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You have to know that woman to appreciate her.
Like running to like Ollie.
I ain't half good enough for her. She needs a fella like you, for instance.
Well, this changes things considerably.
That's that. I mean, I just want you to know how I feel. I don't want to stand in nobody's way.
Lum, do you mind if I use your telephone?
No, go right ahead. Abner, take the receiver off the hook. Hand it to Ben.
Well, he can get it himself.
Abner, don't argue. Ben, do you want to be alone? Want us to step out of the store?
No, I don't care if you hear this. Say, what is the widow's ring?
A short and a long and a short.
All right.
Granny's Ben, this is going to be the turning point of your life.
I'll say it is, poor fella.
Abner, watch what you're saying.
Hello? Mrs. Abernathy? This is Constable Van Weather speaking.
Looks like the love bugs did him all.
You know that little talk we had a while ago?
From being bit by a rattlesnake.
Well, you were all wrong. It would break Lum's heart if you carried out that plan.
Wait a minute, what plan?
No, he thinks you're wonderful. Yes. I knew you'd be happy to hear it. You can go ahead with your plans now. Yes, goodbye.
Hold on here, Ben. What are you saying now?
Now, don't worry, Lum. It's all fixed up now.
What is?
Well, she sent me over here to tell you that the wedding was off because she thought you didn't like her. But now you can travel down life's path together and double-hearted.
Oh, my goodness. Now you've bit it. Now.
Well, Lum, you better start practicing that long march down the middle aisle.